Okay, tonight we'll be considering Shabbat and continuing on with the halachas of Bisanim. So Mechaber writes, Hanichnas lechamusa shel basam sheyesh bo minei Bisanim. If he goes into a store that sells Bisanim, Varech bar minei Bisanim. So then he makes bracha bar minei Bisanim. Immediately the Mishnah Brura points out that even though you have, that even though in this store you have different types of the sun, after you learn the bracha, but the easiest thing over here is just to make a bracha of mine b'sam, because it's called all everything. He asks the kasha, and the Mishnah Brura says, but one of the halachas that we weren't zochet to learn with each other, and reisha zayin sif yud, the halacha of the Mechaber there is that if you have atzai and isvei, you make a bracha on each one. So the Mishnah Brura says pashut that over here he's going and he's getting a aroma, he's being hit by aroma of many different besamim. So in such a case, you make bar minyan besamim. However, if you have atzai and you have isvei and a chanani, you're going to make brachas on each one. So hence the halacha is different when you go into the store and you're hit by a general aroma. So then he makes the bracha bar minyan. Yoshasham kala yomein bracha la'achas. He's it the whole day and he enjoys the aroma the whole day. Nevertheless, he makes one bracha. Nichas v'yotze nichas v'yotze bracha kol pan. If he goes in and out, then he makes bracha each one. V'dafki shlo yidai kolasa. V'dai kolasa lo yivarei. But if his daita was to return, so then in such a case, he doesn't go back. The Mishnah Brura explains that this applies even if he goes out and he comes back 5 hours later. Because in such a case, he makes the bracha once, as long as daita laksa, so then in such a case, he makes a bracha. That's the pashtus of the Mishnah Brura. Nevensel Shlita, when I was over to learn these halachos from him, so he just asked me that at the end of the day, he thought it's a little bit of a chiddush. If a person takes off his tefillin for 3 hours and puts it back on, he makes a new bracha. Person makes a shahakal, he enjoys a cup of water, even an hour later, he probably needs to make a new bracha. So why is it over here that the simple reading is that simply is that the laksa he needs to make a new bracha? So then himself left off with a sarach iun on that point. Going back up in 6 days, the Mishnah Brura says, Levarech, yesh omer dafka v'niskavim ariyach. Only if he intends to smell. Amdein v'niskavim el sharech ba me'ela, ein levarech. So the question is whether you need to really intend to smell it or not. Avarav kol mosos vul gafil ein merich miskam kishe b'sam nasa kidei l'arichem unene mevarev. So then in such a case, he would make a bracha.
Where does Rabbi see
the concept of... Just 1 second, I'll just finish one idea, just a second. Rav Nevensel also emphasized that this is only if it's nasa l'reya. If, however, the item itself, even if it makes a nice, gives off a nice odor, is person A doesn't intend to get the odor, and the item wasn't made l'reya, so then in such a case he said a person would not make a bracha. So you don't have to be concerned constantly that if you notice that there is, and it needs to be an item that's designated for Reyah, and it has to be Nasa the Reyah. What was your question? Yeah, so he said,
yes,
it's David. So the pashtus of Mishnah Brura was that he was going to come back even later. Even though it's a cotton vod, you could ask the dafka kashay daito laksa miyad. That it was only if he was daito laksa miyad. So that's a good point. That maybe you can answer that only if he was laksa miyad, but it's an extended period of time. So then in such a case, you could argue that the halacha is different. That's a good teretz. Interestingly, I have the comment from Rav Nevensel jotted on a previous line in the Mishnah Brura when he said, "Daito laksar shuv l'chanusa." But he says, "Dafka t'shei daito laksar miyam." Yafeh ma'od. Mogen Avram, the Sharetzin, says, "Yorab and Arshon." I think that's a good teretz. It's hard to recreate what, you know, but that I think is a good text. Okay, let's continue on a little bit. Ein mevarchin al hareach ela in kain nasa lihariach. Hilchach ein mevarchin al b'sam shel meisim hanasun l'mal me'amita. So it's only if it was made to give off a special odor. If it's there to prevent something else, so then in such a case it doesn't get a bracha born with son. Sheinu mela ahavir sirchona shel meisim. Really depends on where it's placed. So this day, that halacha applies today. And that is, there are many deodorizers that are used that have a nice smell. So then in such a case, one does not make a bracha, even if one enjoys their smell. Nevertheless, one does not make a bracha. To put it succinctly in the words of the Dirshu, in Ha'ara number 7 on the Dirshu on page 264 of the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "Ulinya tachshire reach hamiyu adin la'avaras reach ra im kanan kedei lehenos merecha." So if he bought it because he wanted to enjoy that deodorizer, so then they quote from Rabbi Tzion Abishol, "Shiyachol varach alehem," and this is what Rav Scheinberg as well said. So here you have these deodorizers. On the one hand, they're not made of beis hakisei. On the other hand, they're generally there la'avaras reach ra. So what happens if your nenem me'recha? So remember, I mentioned earlier that Rav Menzel pointed out it's only if it's nasa l'reach. So that's an interesting question. Is this nasa l'reach? So that's where they quote Diane Fisher as saying no, it's not called nasa l'reach, and one would not make the bracha. So it seemed to me, based on what Rav Menzel said previously, that Rav Menzel Shlita would also, it could very well be that he wouldn't be convinced that he would make a bracha on it, since it's nasa l'havir esaruah. It really depends on the item, and it depends on what the way most people think. In terms of Allah l'maisa, it would seem to me that it depends. If it's something that's being put into the room to give the room a nice smell, so then in such a case, that qualifies as nasa l'reach, and then one will be able to make the bracha. If it's something that's particularly put in the bathroom, that's there to remove the bad smell in the bathroom, or in a room that tends to be very, very hot and sweaty, where there's not a lot of ventilation and so on, so then in such a case, then one will not make the bracha. It's a fine line. Finally, one more halacha that's important, maybe we'll come up to with it, deal with it a little bit more tomorrow, is that the Mechaber at the end of Siv Gimel says, if you have a kli, in those days they used to put perfume onto a utensil to give it a good smell, so then in such a case you don't make a bracha. Why? Because it doesn't have an ikur. So Renan Tzal Shlita commented to me that when it comes to women's cosmetic, women's perfume, if the person enjoys the perfume, the only time they're going to make a bracha is if you're smelling the actual perfume itself, because it needs to come from the ikur. In other words, if a perfume was put on a beged, and the beged selling nice, it's before Shana Lacha that you don't make the bracha burn b'sam. Leaving aside that the Grand Rebbe of Shlomo Zalman was specific about synthetic, whether they make a bracha at all. So there are some who say that you do make, we mentioned before, some say you do make on synthetic, you do make a bracha. But if it's not from the Makor anymore, but rather it's been applied, and it's an Ein Bo Mamish, it's already in the state that's an Ein Bo Mamish, so then in such a case one would not make a bracha. Presumably this doesn't apply when it comes to, if you have the perfume, I think the way it works in the perfume stores, you actually spray the perfume onto a piece of paper, and then you smell the piece of paper. So then, in such a case, then the ikar is mamish there, and that this is just the way in which the best way to express what is the ikar that's mamish in front of you, minasan, is then you would make a bracha. Here we're talking about a case where the ikar is entirely gone. But if the ikar is in front of you, and you spray it on some type of piece of paper, then, minastam, then you would, it seemed to me, I didn't consult with my Rebbe, it would seem to me that you would make a bracha.
Car fresh, remember that?
Yeah, car.